The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. No matter where you are in the world, you can hear us. That's good and bad, I guess. Today is the 15th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina and Ben and Christy are all in the control room. So it's getting crowded. We're just, you know.
Yay. Good morning.
Good morning. What national day is it, kiddo?
Actually, today is a cool day. American Recycling Day.
American Recycling Day.
Well, there's recycling is really going to take more and more here in Reading as we switch over how we put our garbage out. And that's going to, more on that later on.
There's lots of changes that are going to be happening.
A lot of changes.
Let me give you a quick update with the weather. It looks like we're about 49 degrees at this point. Chance of showers before 10 a.m., then a chance of showers after 4. Partly sunny with a high near 68. So we're going to have the various conditions today. Tonight we have temperatures around 49, again about 30% chance of rain tonight. And then tomorrow it looks like we have about 20% chance of showers. On Thursday with a high of 66 and then partly cloudy with scattered showers once again with overnight tomorrow night at 49. Friday, the opening day of Turtle Bay Garden of Lights. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Chance of showers with 66 and 54, as I look at the gray boxes here, with Friday and Saturday, it looks like we've got about 70% on Saturday, so just look for showers on Saturday and Saturday night. And then Sunday opening up with mostly sunny and a high near 65. Sunday night, around 46. And that's a little bit of the forecast.
Monday, though, it's going to be sunny. And
sunny with a high near 69, and Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 67. So, we do have this two or three days there of scattered showers and rain. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kinney family, who owns Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts, a veteran-owned company, 365-3793.
Now, yesterday I talked about the city of Reading's water had forever chemicals in them, had been detected. But these chemicals, they're finding them all over the country. It's like from Teflon, from skillets and all that. Well, it was only one well that it was found in Reading, and they shut that down. And it wasn't a large well, but they've shut that down. And the city is saying that because it was mixed with so much other water that wasn't contaminated, that the chances of anything happening are really, really low. But this is something, it's a chemical that comes from, it's called a PFA, and it comes from nonstick cooking pans, water repellent households. They think it could have been that they had a Teflon tape that they had put in there that it had fallen into the water and they got it out, but they think that's probably what caused it. It's used to seal water pipe fittings that fell into the Enterprise area well. And they were able to fish out most of the tape from the well. So they think that's probably what caused it. So anyway, they shut that well down. All right.
Let's talk about last night. It was media night at the Garden of Lights. And, you know, it was when we got there at 5, and we met our friends at the front of the bridge, or the mouth of the bridge, however you want to, you know, over by the Turtle Bay side, and walked through. And it was rainy, and we had umbrellas, I mean, like showers.
It wasn't raining hard.
No, but still, like drops on your, you know, we had hoods on, and we brought our umbrellas. And then we got through the entry gate, and then it kind of cleared up. But just OMG exclamation mark 10 times. It is every year they do a tweak, but this year they upped it. Like, I don't know how, what the percentage rate would be, but, just with the mosaic, where you start, you have the mosaic food trucks, and the wonderful creative cocktails that are like, you know, Santa Jingle and reindeer, whatever it is. And then we went to the train section, which is brand new. But something that I didn't expect, which was so VIP, are they have these clear plastic, I don't know, the hard plastic igloos. Where you can rent, I mean, they're going to go. So I'm just going to say this is going to go fast as soon as the word gets out. Because they're igloos where 10 people, it's a VIP.
Eight people.
Okay, but you got two seats outside, so technically you could move around. But it's for eight people. You get two pizzas, unlimited hot chocolate, and they have two of these. And inside,
and that includes tickets to the event.
And inside you've got this wonderful, like a little, like a fireplace, kind of like a, you know, imitation fireplace, but sofas and seating and throws and pillows, and it has this like, and you're under this, what do you want to call it? Like it's an igloo.
It's an igloo. It's igloo shaped, and it's made of this transparent plastic. So you're warm in there, and you can, like I said, it holds eight people easily. And it's got tables in there, and like Linda said, they provide a couple pizzas, hot chocolate, and all this. And it's, you can rent it for the evening, and there's only two of them, and they've already rented half, you know, for half of the time.
That was beautiful.
But it's, you know, the price point seems to be pretty good. Just reach out to Turtle Bay and say you're interested in this. What a great place to have a, you know, to have a family get together.
So they're going to have to add more of those next year.
Well, I think they will. Because they've already, even before it opened, have rented them.
So they launched that. But another thing that, you know, they've added some new things. Now, here's the beautiful thing. You know, if you've gone 3 years in a row, they have changed the music when you get to the main area. You know, with, I think that's, I can't remember what it's called. And they have a map this year. So when you're in the entrance and you're looking at the mosaic where the food trucks are, on one of the poles there is a map that tells you what the various areas are called. And so the music this year is really, they're doing a Space Odyssey. So you can imagine, da, 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 da. And the way that the lights are choreographed.
The lights are in sync with all the different music. And so the trails are wider. They've added more trails in there. They've got a, when you walk in, there's a map of where everything is. I'm just saying it again. And then there's food throughout, food and drink throughout.
Right.
And then the igloo with the fog in it.
Yeah, and they have more fire pit areas, and it's lit beautifully. And then they have, of course, the gift shop that's open and various areas where you can stop along the way and get your hot chocolate or get your, and they had this light bulb that was lit up, that had the specialty cocktails in it and caramel corn and all of the good stuff. And so we just so enjoyed it. And they have these, when they talked about lit swings, I wasn't quite sure what they were talking about. So that is something that's really, I'm sure, going to trend heavily this year as far as another pick. So we're going to be posting that on our Facebook this morning. So you may want to see that one in the igloo, the plastic see-through igloo where you can actually see the bridge, and then one in the swing and the various areas. But we just had the best time, and I encourage you to get your tickets. This is the best ever. Just saying. For me, I mean, every year is always wonderful, but I just felt like, you know, you love it when you see additions that are fun and improving, and I love the whole music, what they did in the various areas. One that had a little classical piano, one had the Charlie Brown theme, and it was just wonderful.
The train section they have set up is the Northern California area. Three different trains are going through. These are small trains, but, you know, they're not, you know, real small trains. They're good size. And one of the station stops is Redding, and then there's Mount Shasta and Lake Shasta. So that's, you know, kids are really going to like that. And, well, adults are going to like it, too. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think.
Anyway, it's worth your trip there, and it's probably worth a couple of trips to the
take your family. It's a beautiful family
Garden
event.
Of Lights.
Garden of Lights.
Yep. Okay. Let's take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell started her business in 1993, and she's been helping veterans, families, business owners, and seniors ever since. Judy treats her customers as she would family. And I mean that in the highest sense. With all the weirdness going on with insurance and inflation and all that, maybe you need a second look at your insurance plans, your home insurance, your health insurance, your retirement plans. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluations. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management, at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at NaNoWriMo.org to connect. That's NaNoWriMo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Wagner Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you. from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's 7:19 in the morning and the, here today on the 15th, and it's about 45 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, side-by-sides, and so much more. You do it all, they do it local. Locally owned, locally operated, young couple. 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson, and you can call them at 530-221-6800. Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping head into their big meeting at a country estate outside San Francisco, hoping to stabilize U.S.-Chinese relations. Big thing on this is that the city of San Francisco and the state of California put a huge, huge effort to take people off the streets, clean the streets, paint things, and make it look like a city that actually doesn't have all of the problems that they have. Of course, the residents are going, gee, I wish you'd done this, you know, 2 years ago. But the two leaders are going to discuss problems they're having, such as trade, Beijing's relationship with Iran, human rights concerns. They've been, you know, they sent spy balloons over that we shot down days after they came across. They've got differences over, of course, the South China Sea, Taiwan, China's hacking of Biden's official emails, things like this. Mm-hmm. Now, here's something here. You know, what they're wanting to show is that while the U.S. and China are economic competitors, they are not locked in a winner-take-all face-off with global implications. Absolutely untrue. This is that one is absolutely an untrue statement from this news article. Because China does want to be the superpower. They do want to control the world. They do want communism to be their brand of communism to be throughout the world. They want the allies. To say that we are not in a winner-take-all type of relationship with them is naive. You know, yes, we believe in coexistence. We, you know, that's the way we are. But you can't forget what China wants to do. They're flooding our markets with fentanyl, as they did before with other drugs. They are, you know, flooding our markets. They're flooding our country. I guess the markets would be drugs. But I'm interested to see just what's going to come out of this. We, you know, the Chinese are having a heck of a labor problem. They have the Maguire people that they put in concentration camps. I mean, you can go on and on and on talking about that. But, to say that we are not locked in a struggle with China for domination is just ridiculous. So, that's my thought on that.
That's your thought.
That's my thought. That's my opinion.
That's your commentary.
That's my commentary.
That's your opinion.
Yep. And it's worth like everybody else's. So
what are they saying?
Well,
in other words, in this particular article, are saying that they're trying to be peaceful or come together in San Francisco on American soil to what?
Well, what they're saying is that he would like China to use their power over Iran to make clear that Tehran should not take action that could lead to the expansion of an Israeli-Hamas war that's going on right now.
Is that a good thing?
Well, he's going to ask them that, but okay. We'll see. I mean, Iran has made it real clear they want to see Israel destroyed. They want to see us, the great Satan, destroyed, America. They see the Chinese, who are a big buyer of Iranian oil, as having leverage with Iran. We'll see. You know, when Russia was having problems, when North Korea was getting out of hand, Russia, when they were there, they would just shut down the oil. And North Koreans needed that oil and gas, and the Russians could control them that way. Now, Is China going to do it? I don't know. We're not going to be afraid to confront where confrontation is needed on issues where we don't see eye to eye. We'll see.
Well, and also in the news, this is according to a report by the New York Times. There are several U.S. officials that signed a letter to President Joe Biden criticizing his policy in the Israel-Hamas war and calling for an immediate ceasefire, revealing a divide between Biden and many of his administration over his backing of Israel. The signees, who span 40 government agencies and include political appointees and staffers, are remaining anonymous, the Times reported, citing concerns of losing their jobs and their personal safety.
Well, you know, they found this one memo written by a Biden person in there that totally took sides with Hamas and was anti-Israel. And that memo had been published somewhere in the, you know, the denizens of the Biden administration, mm-hmm. but it had surfaced. He's got members of his own party that have called for, you know, Israel to be wiped off the face of the map. The representative, the Democrat representative, was censured in the House for her comments and her statements. You know, it's ridiculous. As I pointed out yesterday, 1,400 people were slaughtered in Israel. That's the equivalent of 40,000 people here in the United States.
Why?
Well, if you look at the numbers, the equivalent numbers is 1,400 Israel, but the equivalent death rate here in the United States would have been 40,000 people.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know how, I don't understand that chart because a soul is a soul.
But,
and I'm not understanding.
What it is that out of the population percentage of Israel, 1,400 people were killed. If you look at the same population percentage here in the United States, that's equivalent of 40,000 people being killed.
I got that.
Well, that's what I meant.
That's like
That's all I meant.
That's
like 40,000 people slaughtered, babies killed, all of these, if they had done that in the United States.
I got it.
Okay. Sometimes I'm not clear. I know. What else do we have here? Well, the last night you talk about police. Our police were involved in a high-speed chase. That one of the police car was rammed during the chase. They nobody was injured, thank God. They captured one of them, and they're searching for the other one.
Mm.
So, okay. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break.
An early break.
And this portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area on Agency. On Aging announces their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program. It's no cost to the people in it. And the whole idea behind this is to reduce the number of serious falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you think that you could qualify for this, and what they do, they come in and look at your house, they put up railings, they put up grab bars and all this, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th. Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Laux Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Laux Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Laux Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Teastel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. Today, the 15th of November, 7:32 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. And our guest today is Dr. Jim Taggart. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
And we're talking about the
Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. And, you know, we've been talking about depression with you, some of your medical services, your ketamine infusions therapy. And we just want to bring that around because I know that we're heading towards the holidays. People are going to be seeing family members. There are
family members aren't going to be there.
Yeah,
that were there.
That
before.
Were there, and we're just in trying times. So, as people are going through, sorrow and depression, and so on and so forth. I mean, you specialize in ketamine infusion therapy, but you've got some other things going on. So, what we wanted to do is bring you on once again to talk about what your clinic does.
Thank you. Thanks, Linda. So we have several modalities that we can treat the patients with or the people with depression, PTSD, anxiety, chronic pain, which obviously can lead to depression. And those modalities that we have include intravenous infusion with ketamine in the office. And we also started at-home ketamine. You've probably seen, everyone's probably seen that different companies provided oral home ketamine and telehealth. We do it a little differently. We're not doing telehealth right now, but we can provide that at-home service. and it makes it more affordable for patients and for patients that perhaps aren't, you know, 5 minutes away or close by. And there's probably about a dozen of those companies that have sprung up since COVID started. The other things that we provide is TMS, transcranial magnetic stimulation. That is for some people with particular insurance, and they meet certain criteria, they can be covered for transcranial magnetic stimulation for severe treatment-resistant depression and OCD. And then we have another modality, also TMS, but guided with EEG and the person's EEG. And there's some new technology out there that that technology shortens the treatment for a lot of patients to 10 treatments instead of 30 with a typical TMS, and that makes it more affordable both for the patient and the provider. And then we've got hormone optimization. We look at the patient's hormones and inflammatory state, depending on their age, for patients that are people that are 40 or older. And then we have our intravenous infusions, like vitamin C, IV, the IV vitamin Bs, IV Plenish, and glutathione.
Which I will tell, share with our, not to interrupt there, but I just want to say, as we're people talking about the IV therapy, I have, you know, just going to say it out loud. I've come to your clinic and I do use that, and I feel that
the vitamin
infusions, yeah. I really feel a difference in clarity and energy and aches and pains and that kind of thing through using the infusions.
Yes, it definitely makes a difference. I think a lot of us at the clinic have, and friends and family come in for those infusions just because you do notice a difference.
Right, and also, like in your soreness of the muscles, that lessens the feeling as well with the infusion. So I don't know why, because it goes into the cells. And
I think a lot of the supplements that we take aren't bioabsorbed, you know, aren't absorbed in our GI tract, and so that's one thing. Or our it's just passing through. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it makes it bioavailable, and the body will utilize all of it that it can. Obviously, a lot of that is excreted out of the kidneys if the body doesn't use it. But people have noticed a big difference after their infusions.
All right, so keep going. I just had to insert that.
Yep. So the depression and severe depression is one of the leading causes of disability for patients or people in this country. We're looking at, I think it's the third leading cause of disability overall.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So for people between the ages of 15 and 44.
Now, that's a statistic. Hello, we were talking about that. I get that statistic.
Sure. And so I think it's very difficult for people to come out and seek help when they're depressed, you know, and it's a whole spectrum, illness. Where depression can just make you incapacitated and not able to leave the house, you know, and not able to seek care. And so I think it depends on family members and friends to keep an eye out for those that may need help. And again, we have a lot of different modalities that have provided significant help to a lot of people.
Well, I think that was one of the reasons we felt that it's really important to shine a light on what you do right now. We're getting to the holidays. This is a time that people shut in,
right.
Don't want to be around their family. They don't want people to see where they are. And like we said, medically and clinically, it's just, it gets bad around this time of year. Right?
It does. Yeah. It's,
I've
seen it both from a professional standpoint and a personal standpoint.
You know, we've got a question here, and I don't know if this is answerable, but you've got supplements. When I think of supplements, I think of take your magnesium, take your one-a-day vitamin.
Right,
and all
right.
That. What are the, do you know anything about the results of supplements versus placebos? I mean, is do they do any kind of blind test on that that says, okay, I take my one a day every day?
Right. That's, but, you know, that's but, a good question. But, I haven't personally read such studies or literature.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of supplements. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Just I go mean, down the aisle of Costco.
Every other commercial, you know, it's about your supplements.
And then you wonder because, you know, when you get, VA, they give us blood tests. Oh, you're a little bit low in B12. Okay. We're going to give you some B12 pills. Okay.
Or shots.
And so I take B12 pills sometimes. Sometimes I don't. But. And I haven't been taking them yet. When I get a blood test, my B12's back again. So I'm thinking it's probably maybe I'm eating a different diet.
Sure, it could be absolutely
something
just
like that.
Absolutely, because it's going to fluctuate day to day.
Yeah. So when you start looking at supplements, and the difference between that and an infusion is you're getting the stuff goes right into your system.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It doesn't mean that your system, you know, it goes in everything eventually works its way out, but. It gets into your system and it stays in your system. It gets in there now because it's already in your bloodstream.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And there's a big difference between that coming out of your stomach and considering, you know, okay, I take my pill, but then do I eat anything if I'm putting coffee on it? What kind of impact is that?
Exactly. I mean, what do you take it with meal? Do you take it fasting? Yeah. And, you know, the studies that are out there, of course, are biased, right? Because the people doing the study are the ones that have the patent or producing the nutraceutical or the supplement that they want to sell.
Yeah.
So you really have to look at it. You have to be discerning in terms of what supplements you are taking. They're not all equal at all.
And then you'll get the same medication. We had Ron Lim in here one day, Ron, when he had his pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
And he says the difference is in the fillers can make a huge difference.
That correct.
They took aspirin and they put it in like stomach acid, you know, like if you swallowed it. One aspirin will dissolve pretty quickly. Another one takes forever. If you're looking instant relief, you know, you're not going to get it with some, you know, over-the-counter brands because of just the way they're made.
Correct. Yeah.
And it's so strange.
Yeah. So I've chosen a few, several different companies for different products, nutraceutical product supplements. So I generally don't use over the, you know, the stuff that you buy in Costco and Walmart or Walgreens. I choose ones that are, that I'm confident will do what they say they do. And they've done research on it, obviously, but it's biased. So you need to look at that. And then I also look at cost. Some are extremely expensive, but have research to back it up. And then others are, reasonably priced.
Well, that's the thing I see as infusions, is it goes right into you.
Correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to work its way through a Byzantine internal system that you may be eating, you know, that a burrito may have a huge impact on whether this, you know, whether it even gets out.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm looking at pursuing to see if insurance will cover some of these infusions. So
it just makes sense. It makes sense.
Wellness. And maybe not.
Because wellness and preventative.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah.
You would hope so.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by, okay, everybody, listen up. It's Christmas. Four Winds Jewelry.
It's their anniversary sale. Everything in December will be 20% off. And Leonard is in there. And let me tell you, I walked in the other day. They've got a beautiful estate jewelry. They have, you know, charms and Native American jewelry. And if you would like to do pearls or have a stone set in something, I mean, you've got a very good, trustworthy, and it's a very eclectic store. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
Okay. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, scootin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. See complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Reading Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Reading Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Reading. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebates.
Do you have that dream of a book burning a hole into your soul? It's not too late to join us for National Novel Writing Month to make that dream a reality. Find us at nanowrimo.org to connect. That's nanowrimo.org. And of course, this holiday season, we want to thank our troops, both active and retired, for the opportunity you've given us to make these dreams come true. So we give a big salute to our troops.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Hey there, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month, we're bringing you an exclusive and new cigar, the 1502 XO. I'll be very deliberate with this one, folks. This is the smoothest cigar I've smoked ever. The 1502 XO. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Yeah, I want to get cut.
7:48 in the morning here on KCNR. Good morning on this Wednesday, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. We're really excited about having Christina's always wonderful, but, you know, we do have our weekend shows and our nighttime shows, and we're working in some new producers, and it's lovely to have fresh new faces in the house here at KCNR. So thank you and good morning, everybody. How are you? Also, I want to let you know that our temperature today, we're going to have chance of showers with our highs of 68 and our overnight lows of 49. And currently with us is Dr. James Taggart, who owns Shasta Wellness Meadows, Or is it Shasta Meadows Wellness?
Yeah, Shasta Meadows Wellness.
Okay, see, I always get those confused because I'm dyslexic, so I mix them up. But
that's okay.
So we appreciate the work that you're doing. It's amazing. And if you're just joining us, we've been talking about your mental wellness, vitamin infusions, ketamine infusions, and the cutting edge of, there's a name of what you're doing with the placement of this instrument that you're doing,
right, with the
on
TMS,
the cutting edge of TMS.
Yeah, TMS and EEG. And so there's a company out of Reno that has, along with researchers like Dr. Jin, has been doing research in TMS and EEG for decades, and they've discovered that utilizing the person's EEG data, they can personalize a treatment protocol using TMS. And so what that does right now, TMS, the routine TMS, is the same treatment protocol for every person, whether they come in, when they come in for severe treatment resistant depression. And then there's another protocol that's the same for everyone for OCD. But when you use the person's own EEG data and their brainwave data, they've created a process where they're looking at the person's abnormal alpha brainwaves, on each side of the brain and setting the brain, what it does is to make it simple, it resets the brain to its default state, to the state that it's supposed to be operating in.
It's like rebooting.
Yeah, yes. And it creates neuromodulation and resets the brain. And what they found is they're seeing responses within 5 to 10 treatments, right? And this is for, it sounds hard to believe, but I've been speaking with the engineer that produced this software and has done the research and has been doing treatments for years. And it's being used in over 44 different countries right now. And right now the FDA is now looking at this to be approved in the US. So they're treating PTSD, anxiety, primary insomnia, severe depression, ADHD.
How about OCD?
OCD.
That too.
Also, yeah. They're treating alcoholism. They're treating substance abuse disorder with this one modality. And so when patients come in, we look at, well, do you have insurance? Do you meet criteria for the regular TMS, which only treats OCD or is only paid for OCD and severe treatment resistant depression? But we have these other modalities that patients can choose from and help them make a decision what's best in their best interest in terms of, the cost, the length of time of treatment, the severity of their illness. So that's how we approach patients.
When you think of the fact that we as Americans, we are raised that, here, take this pill. And, when you think about the fact of having a long life and being able to find different treatments to give you the optimal health, would it be, I'm going to spend $5,000 on a Disneyland trip, or I'm going to spend $5,000 on what I need to do for 1 year
to reset
my body, to get off meds, to get off blood pressure, whatever, I have a year I'm going to dedicate to resetting my body because I want the rest of my body without being dependent. And so I think as Americans, we've just been saturated, through advertisement and through, we're talking about just our regular medical checkups.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot people can do to, prevent illness. And that includes depression, exercise, diet. But a lot of people have such severe depression, they can't even get out of the house to go exercise, let alone think about, doing any push-ups or taking a walk.
They just
can't do it. Yeah. You know, and so these modalities help get them past that. And then, and really help them feel better. And then they can make, lifestyle changes perhaps that they need to do, whether it's smoking, alcohol, drugs, exercise, diet. You know, those are all things that,
it's kind of all of
us struggle with. All of us struggle with it every day.
Yeah, it's kind of a holistic approach and looking at everything there. And sometimes you need a jump start.
Yep.
So, you know, familiar tremors. One of my friends I just saw on Facebook had an implant put into his head because his hands trembled so much. With something like this, because he and I talked yesterday, because I just saw he had the operation, and I've known him a long time, and I said, and they put a 4-inch wire in his head with an impulse thing, and it stopped it. But it seems to me that, you know, I mean, I don't know if that's something that kind of resetting the brain might help or what.
Perhaps, as long as they don't have any intracranial or cervical wires or metal.
Yeah.
But I am not a movement disorder. Movement disorders is fascinating, but those are specialists that you'd want to go to, you know, UCSF or Stanford.
Yeah, because that's cutting edge.
What? That was a neurologist, but his were at the point where when he ate a meal, he had to bring an extra shirt. Yeah, because.
Yeah.
I mean, so that must have been uncontrollable.
It's debilitating.
Yeah.
You know, and we have a very good neurologist here, too, in Reading, yeah. Dr. Karen Garnis, that would certainly.
Well, I was just wondering about it because it seems like if it's something in the brain and you can do resets, that who knows, something like that might help too. I mean,
perhaps
you're right up there on the cutting edge of this, and the use of the machine and the ketamine has been a proven way of helping people, and it's been around. This is not something that started last year.
No, it's been in the mainstream, and actually, this might sound a little conspiratorial, but it's been very difficult for clinics and practices like mine to purchase the IV ketamine, and so. And for reasons that I believe the FDA is looking to, you know, put a lid on a lot of these clinics. You can get oral ketamine without any problem, but IV ketamine is in short supply, not for everyone, but just for the practices like mine.
Wow. So that's interesting.
Yeah. And so we're having to adapt.
Okay. We only got like about a minute and a half left. What do you want to tell people?
Well, I'd like to let people know that there are things that can help, that we can help people with their depression and with their PTSD and anxiety. And the reason why I opened this clinic is because I was discovering things like IV ketamine and TMS that I wasn't aware of. And as a emergency physician, I was astonished that I wasn't aware of these treatment modalities. So if I didn't know about it, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in severe despair and are not aware of the things that are out there that we can help. And so I want them to be aware of that, families and friends to be aware of that, and to think of us when Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, to give us a call and see if we can help, and we'll provide a free consultation, you know, 15 to 30 minutes to help them and direct them, whether it's us or somewhere else.
Help them with a map of their life.
We will do it.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Okay, so phone numbers and address and all that?
We're across from Shasta Regional Medical Center in the East Street Physicians Building. Our phone number is area code 530-444-8304.
Okay. Well, you know, you've helped people with PTSD, and that's near and dear to my heart. With the 22 veterans killing themselves.
We treat a lot of vets.
Yeah, well, and obviously it's working and it's helping. So that's my thing. So thanks a lot for being with us, Dr. Taggart,
yeah,
today.
Thank you.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to have the sheriff's office in here. We're going to be talking about the jail and rescue and a bunch of other things when we come back.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Tentative contract deal. The union has not posted final vote totals yet, but workers at five large factories who finished voting in the past few days have rejected the deal by fairly large margins. Americans cut back on retail spending in October.
The Commerce Department says retail sales declined 0.1% last month after increasing by 0.9% in September. October's decline ended six straight months of gains, though the decline was partly driven by falling prices for both gasoline and cars. Excluding sales of gas and autos, retail sales ticked up 0.1%.
Correspondent Jeremy House says the government today also reported that U.S. wholesale prices fell sharply last month as inflationary pressure continued to ease after a year and a half of higher interest rates. 2.5 weeks after sending tanks and ground troops into northern Gaza, Israeli forces entered a hospital today that they claim is used by Hamas. The House overwhelmingly passed a funding bill that would prevent a government shutdown later this week.
On this vote, the yeas are 336, the nays are 95.
Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when some conservatives revolted against his plan.
This was a very important first step to get us to the next stage so that we can change how Washington works.
Things got heated on Capitol Hill yesterday during a congressional hearing.
You challenged me to a cage match, like a 12-year-old schoolyard bully.
Excuse me. Hold it. No, excuse me.
GOP Senator Mark Wayne Mullen got into an angry confrontation with Teamsters President Sean O'Brien before committee chairman Senator Bernie Sanders intervened. The two men traded insults, but there was no physical altercation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898, and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
October saw a drop in illegal crossings at the southern border.
U.S. authorities say that illegal border crossings from Mexico fell 14% in October from a month earlier. That's after 3 months that saw big increases. Arrests for illegal crossings totaled nearly 189,000 for all nationalities in October, down from nearly 219,000 in September, which was the highest month on record. After the resumption of deportation flights to Venezuela, arrests of Venezuelans fell by 45% and then dropped even further to 74% in the second half of October. That's when compared to those September numbers. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden says his goal for talks with China's Xi Jinping is simply to try to get U.S.-Chinese communications back to normal after a rough patch. The two leaders are in California today, expected to hold talks starting in a couple of hours. News and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. consumers are changing the way they're spending money, especially when it comes to home improvement projects.
It turns out Americans are focusing on smaller, less expensive projects at home, a change from several years ago when we were taking on major renovations, say the experts. Why? Well, we're more closely watching where we spend our money now as costs rise, and Home Depot sales are sliding as Americans wrestle with persistent inflation. But don't worry about Home Depot. Although revenue is down, they made $37 billion last quarter. I'm Rita Foley.
Target is reporting better than expected profits for its fiscal third quarter, but the discount retailer is still facing a sales slowdown. A surge in prices for food and household essentials, although easing, has been taking a bigger chunk out of consumers' paychecks. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Wednesday, the 15th of November, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Well, Ben's at the helm.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Okay.
Got a new producer.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Christina is there sitting next to him pointing things
good
out.
Good morning.
Good morning. We really love this. You know, okay. I mean, people who want to work, this is important. And we have people who we put the word out through our staff members and come. And we love the fact that we have fresh new talent that is looking to expand their lives, and that's very refreshing for us, and thank you being here. Yes.
Young people, yeah. Okay, Linda, you've got weather.
Well, we're going to give you an update. We have a chance of showers today. If you're looking outside right now, we have, you know, the cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers before 10 a.m., so it looks like it's going to be around 68 degrees today with our overnight lows of 49. Tomorrow calls for slight chance of showers and then mostly sunny with our temperatures around 66 and overnight lows of 49. On Friday, we have around 40% chance of showers once again. And partly sunny on Friday as well with 66. A little bit of wind with maybe 6 miles per hour in the morning on Friday. Not too bad with Saturday showers. Around 61, looks like that's going to be an interesting day with Saturday with 70% chance of showers and overnight lows on Saturday night with about 45. Now, Sunday, the skies are opening up. We're going to have mostly sunny with 65, and Sunday night looks like we've got around 46. So there you go with the forecast of the next few days up and through the weekend. And remember, Garden of Lights opens on Friday. We were there last night, and it's spectacular. You do not want to miss this year at all with some wonderful new additions. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. That's a 530, by the way. Everything's 530 first, right?
Okay. Our guest today is...
Heston McDaniel.
Heston McDaniel.
What a great name.
I was wanting to say Hector all of a sudden in my
head. No, he is Heston, I know it was Heston through and through. He is Heston. Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard that one before.
Deputy Sheriff with Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, sir.
And good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks for being with us. Hey, tell us about you, Heston.
Well, I'm a Shasta County native. I was born and raised here by my parents. And it's kind of funny that I work for the sheriff's office because both my parents also did back in the 70s. That's where
wonderful.
They met. Yeah.
It's, family. It's a family thing. A family tree.
Yes.
Family business.
Well.
Okay, maybe not a business. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I've worked for the sheriff's office for almost 16 years now. I did my first 9.5 years in our custody division, and now I'm a deputy sheriff out on patrol.
Okay. So you went to school here?
Yes, I did. So, I was, homeschooled most of my school years. I would have been in the Shasta district. So I lived on the west side of Reading.
Okay.
Brothers and sisters?
I have two older brothers.
So you were all homeschooled?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Did they go into law enforcement?
One did and the other one went into the fire service. He works for San Antonio Fire out in Texas.
Oh.
That's cool. I mean, that's a whole book.
I have a friend that works not in San Antonio, but somewhere else in the fire service. My nephew was a fireman for a long time. Do y'all, when y'all get together, do you tease each other?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And, you know, that He's a great chef now, and because he's a firefighter. And
absolutely.
Combs his hair a certain way.
Well, he doesn't have any left, but yeah.
Big mustache or anything.
A little bit about Heston McDaniel. He was the watch commander, and or maybe still is, with Boat and Safety, and also on the search and rescue dive team. So I said to you before you put the headphones on and went in today that when you hear these horrific stories about maybe somebody missing or drowning in Lake Shasta or in the rivers, you head up the team that finds people that have been missing.
Yes, I'm a diver for the dive team. We have a sergeant that's in charge of overall of the dive team, and our team's comprised of sworn members plus volunteers. So we have local volunteers in the area that come out and train with us and go out on call outs with us as well.
So when we hear that or we read about the dive team and or search and rescue, I don't think people really understand like the mechanics of what that takes. I mean, it takes a certain person to be able to be in this trauma and deal with the trauma.
Right. Yeah. For us, and I know speaking for myself, that one of my driving reasons for being involved in both of those teams is to make sure that I'm able to provide that closure for the family in those unfortunate instances. I could only imagine losing a loved one, what it does to somebody, and being able to assist them in that emergency time of need to basically try to get as many answers to their questions. We're never able to answer all of them. A lot of times it's just unknown as to what happened. But in order to bring that loved one back to their family so that they can properly grieve and mourn, it gives them that closure, and that's why we all do what we do.
I have a girlfriend who has a friend from high school, and I remember when I heard her story, every time I see her, I want to hold her because I can't even imagine. She had one son that, I don't know if they were out for a day or whatever it was, one son was swimming and then he started to drown, and the next son went in to save him and they both drowned.
Right.
And so on that day, she lost both boys.
And that is tragic. It's tragic to hear. And it is lots of times where instances like that actually do occur. I've been on calls where it was a parent and a child. And then also, you know, two siblings. And one of the biggest things that when it comes to water safety and for anybody of any age is life jackets. I can't stress it enough. 90% of those incidences can be avoided if you just wear a properly fitted life jacket.
Well, you remember that case where on a houseboat, that four-year-old, I think he was 4 years old, he went off the side of the houseboat and had to be, recovered later. I mean, that's rare. But even, you know, what I'm getting at, though, is children, even on houseboats, mm-hmm. and they're parked someplace, need to have that life vest on. If they
absolutely,
can't swim.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Whether they can swim or not. I mean, a lot of times, you know, kids, they're hard to just get them out of the water. Right? They want to swim and play all day, but they do get dehydrated. So making sure that your kids are drinking lots of water. They're out there in the heat and then the cold water. Make sure that they have life jackets on. They get tired, even if they're just using them just to float with. It at least gives them a break, and they can, you know, obviously get on and off the houseboat and, you know, go down the slide and enjoy themselves. But they need to be wearing a life jacket, adults included. I know I wear one when I go out there. My family and I, when we go out to the lake every weekend, we're always wearing life jackets, and we make sure that we're trying to be safe as the best we can. So,
well, that makes sense for a lot of people, and that's tough, though. I mean, when you're out on patrol, if you come up to a boat and there's kids in there without life jackets on, I mean, that's ticketable, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It is the law.
Okay, but adults don't have to.
No, it's children, under 13.
Under 13 do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like kids with helmets.
Exactly.
Riding under bicycles.
I mean, everybody's required to have a life jacket on board.
But, yeah.
You know, if the age requirements of it must being worn is under 13.
Under 13.
About okay. How many people would you say, Hester, Heston, excuse me, are on the search and rescue dive team?
Currently for our sworn side, we have 13 spots available. Not all of them are filled right now. We are working on getting more members, and our volunteers is as many as we can get. So right now, between the two, I would put us probably, I want to say around 12 or 13 total.
I went on a recovery mission on a sailboat down in Key West, and there was nothing in there, but we were inside the boat itself. And I don't know if that's where you're looking for somebody and you don't find them, if that's better news than finding somebody in there, but that's it's a tough job. So
it is. It is. And you just never know what conditions you're going to be facing when you get in the water,
yeah.
Especially here locally with our lakes. Shasta Lake is really tough, Whiskeytown as well, and then we also have the river that we're called to quite often as well.
Okay, got to take a break here. We're with Heston McDaniel, who is a deputy sheriff who's in charge of all the rescues and all this, but we've got information, too, about we're going to talk a little bit about the jail when we come back, where we are with that. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned business, a veteran-owned business, that takes your safety in mind when he looks at your windshield. He's not going to take a chance with your safety, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. Jeff Wurst can fix it. And then he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He fixed about a 10-inch crack in my windshield 16 years ago, and it still can't see it. So that kind of gives you an idea of what kind of work he does. And he just fixed Linda's, got a star crack on, or a chip on mm-hmm. your windshield, which is just, but he fixed that, and we don't have to worry about that anymore. If you've got anything like that in your windshields, why don't you bring your car, truck, or RV down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis of your windshield. Give them a call at 530-241-8373. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Oh, man.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Shasta County Supervisor, District 4, inviting you to my fundraising dinner this November 18th, Anderson VFW, doors open at 4 p.m. Lots of great items, trips, and of course, lots of fantastic guns. Barbecue dinner by Rockin' Pete's. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, and with your support, I'd like to continue. Supervisor Jones's fundraising dinner this November 18th. For tickets, you can go to Jones's Fort or call me at 530-222-3223.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Reading Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Reading.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For most Americans, Thanksgiving is the largest meal of the year. You'll serve only the best to your family when you shop Kent's Meats and Grocery for all your holiday table fixings. Place your orders now and choose from locally grown, free-range, all-natural and organic Willy Birds, Diesel Organic Fresh Tom and Hen Turkeys, and bone-in and boneless whole or half hams. Kathy's Deli has holiday party trays, salads, side dishes, desserts, and special orders to round out your Thanksgiving meal. Order early by calling 365-4322. Kent's Meats and Kathy's Deli on Airport Road, open 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving Day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Did you hear me talking before I said welcome back? Did you hear me talking? You hadn't turned it on yet, right? Okay, we got a new producer. I just want to make sure. I'm sitting here babbling about something. People don't need to hear that. Hey, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show brought to you by, now you have to hear this, Cornerstone Community Bank. It's a local bank, local board of directors. This is a community bank. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been in the business 16, 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business at Cornerstone Community Bank, and we're real happy with them. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And we are here with Harlan
Heston
McDaniel. I'm sorry. Linda's bogarting
on information. I really like his name. Heston McDaniel. What are your brothers?
Jarrett and Mitch.
Okay.
Okay. Those are cool.
Yeah.
So are they all big like you?
They're my little big brothers.
They're little big brothers.
Yeah, I'm a little bigger than both of them, I think.
Heston is deputy sheriff here with Shasta County, but he's in charge of the boat and the rescues and the water and all that, the dive teams, but he's also involved with a lot of other stuff. But we need to ask about the jail. So are we on track?
Yes, it's been a big topic. We are on track. Staffing plans are in place and the transition's already begun. I know it's, on everyone's mind. And things are moving forward as planned.
And the sheriff said last month that we're going to be able to, this is the last month and things happen, I understand, but we're going to be able to offer Thanksgiving meals to a bunch of new prisoners. Come on home.
Yeah, I believe so. Everything seems to be, the transition's in place, like I said, and things are moving forward, and I believe all the timelines are still holding pretty true.
Okay. Well, that's good, because I think that all of us would like to have 160 or something like that.
Yeah, it's pretty close in the numbers.
Bad guys off the street.
Yes.
Before the shopping starts in Christmas.
Yes.
In your car, and you're out there, and they're in your car with you. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good news. And like you said, I think probably the sheriff's going to be making announcements and all this thing. So I know everybody is excited about it.
Yes.
Isn't that weird? We're all excited that Florida jail is opening up. I mean, it's a big thing.
Yeah, it is. It's a big thing, especially for the community.
You used to work in there.
Yes, I did.
Now, when were you released from custody over there to becoming a patrol?
Yeah, so I started in December of 2008, and in January of 2018 is when I left to go to the academy.
Okay. I'd love to ask these questions. So I took a tour through, and I was just amazed. How do you, because the thing that I got was that you are in there with these people 24 hours a day, but whatever your shift is.
Right.
Every day. And what I was told was they don't even know who arrested them. because
a lot of times they don't.
They don't even know. They don't remember them.
Right.
But they know you.
Exactly.
Are they always listening?
They're listening. They're watching. They know your every move. They study your habits. They know the way you walk. They know the way like your gear sounds. They know everything. They have nothing but time.
And because it was a jail back then, mm-hmm. and not a prison like it is kind of now, I mean a semi-prison, right. You would see them out in town.
Yes, I still to this day see a lot of them.
Yeah, so they'll be in there for a year, and then when you're out in town with your family, is that a problem?
It hasn't been a problem for me. I know when I see those folks out in the community, I mean, I've engaged with them and just talking with them.
Yeah.
They've engaged with me. I really do enjoy the success stories. When you hear they're no longer an offender or they're not continuing to offend.
Yeah.
Those are the stories that I like to hear, and I congratulate them on their efforts and their accomplishments in being able to change their life. I mean, that's really the overall point, what we're trying to accomplish. So
you're trying to ring the bell for them.
Exactly. And sometimes that, just like you said, that's what they need. They need that light bulb to turn on and go, okay, I understand now.
I do not want to spend the rest of my life in and out
yes.
of being incarcerated.
I tell a lot of them that they need to retire. Yes.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately there are those that career element. And some of them may not be able to be reached in that way to get them to, realize that and change their life. But, That's the overall goal, and that's where a lot of our folks that do still work in the jail. That's their goal as well.
Of course, you don't want to really ever see them again.
No.
But now since the jail is taking on more hardened offenders, mm-hmm. so things have changed a lot since you left. But I know you stay in contact with them.
Yes, and I still try to work. I try to work as much overtime in there as I can to help out.
Okay.
So you're still
back in there.
I'm still connected. I'll never forget where I came from. Those guys that work in there are some phenomenal people.
What's the biggest difference you're seeing now than you did 8 years ago?
With the nature of the jail or the population of the jail? Well, with a lot of the different laws that have changed, the realignment of the correction system overall for the entire state, it seems like it's a constant change, and with that change, policies, procedures, things of that nature, all have to change as well. And like our administrators and our custody staff they've taken it in stride. It's not an easy task, and I think that a lot of our folks are doing extremely well in there with those changes. They do happen sometimes quite rapidly. So it is a culture shock, and every day is different. So,
well, what I was getting at was, you know, before a jail was okay, they weren't our favorite people, but like you said, you know, they can change because it's a jail. But when you get people in there for several years, and I mean, they're bad guys.
Right.
Do they share their knowledge with, say, those, you know, people coming in for the first time? Is it, you know, do you think that there's a problem with that?
They do. And we have different classifications of the jail population that are, whether they're, you know, first timers or, mm-hmm. you know, low level offenders, high level offenders. If they're, you know, parolees, prior prison, those all get
different areas.
Right. They get classified out during the booking process. So their housings are correct. They're people, and at the end of the day, we're all people. We're all human beings. So, but we
really
spend a
like
lot of time
you,
with them, and
I,
we
I
get
really,
to know a lot about
I really
them.
Like what you just said. I mean, they're people, and you can't forget that.
Exactly.
That they're, you know, I mean, because I've been to San Quentin too,
mm-hmm.
and that is a world into itself. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a totally different world. Where all the ones on death row are together. And then they have special areas for people that are sex offenders or high-profile people, like that guy that killed his pregnant wife. Remember that? Scott something.
Peterson.
Scott Peterson. He's in a special area up there. Right. So he's protected. Because if he was out in the yard or in general pop, it wouldn't last very long.
Probably not.
Yeah. But you know what? You know, people need to understand that our law enforcement, our people working in the jail, it's a totally different atmosphere than being on the streets.
It
and,
is.
And it's kind of cool to hear that you go back there, you know, when they need the help there on overtime. So you're still seeing all this. So it's, I mean, you've got a really good vision of, you know, do you ever see somebody that you've arrested in the jail?
Yeah, I have lots of times.
Lots of times.
And, you know, you mentioned it before that a lot of times they don't remember who arrested them.
Yeah.
And when I worked in there and like just the folks, our folks that still work in there is, sometimes when people get arrested, they're kind of angry with the law enforcement officer that arrested them or the agency that, mm-hmm. in which they work for. But they look at the correction staff and they try to take that anger out on us sometimes.
Well, of course they do.
And, you know, a lot of times I would just remind them that, hey, you were brought to me. I'm not the one that brought you here. And usually, like, you know, you have that kind of face-to-face human interaction with them. And a lot of times it can drastically change their outlook.
Yeah, I can see it. Hey, look, man, I didn't invite you to my house.
Exactly.
You came in, and we're going to have to get along here. Mm-hmm. I didn't arrest you. I didn't convict you. I didn't testify against you. But we're going to have to get along here.
Yeah.
And my word is, yeah, it's my house.
Right. And, I mean, like you said earlier, too, that it is a different world in there. And,
oh, it is.
And that's the world that we're living in at that time. Mm-hmm. So we have to get along. I mean, I have to work with them just like they have to work with me.
Okay. All right. Let me have that, please. Your things right there. No, the other one. No, that one. That one.
All right, whatever.
Just give me all of it. Just give me all of it. Just give me all of it. Just give me all of it because I've been screwing it up all morning. We're here with Heston McDaniel.
It's all right. I've heard them all.
Think of Charlton. No.
Okay.
Think of Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. But I don't know why I wanted to call you Hector. I wanted to call you everything right now.
Heston is the definite imprint on your body name.
Okay.
That was perfect.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop's been with us since the beginning, and I've been with them since the beginning. I've been going there for like 16 years now that I've lived here. Since I've arrived in Reading, never had a bad haircut. It's locally owned, locally operated. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's man's last stronghold.
I got my first haircut there.
Is that right? Oh, there you go.
Big boy.
Yeah. And, well, they've been around a long time. And
Serving
Heston's
North
been State. Around a long time.
No, but.
Yeah, but they have, you can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, so you can work it out on your schedule or just drop in. If they have an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. They're in the Cypress Square Shopping Center right across right off of Athens, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Cypress Square Barbershop. Great people. We'll be right back.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Blackbear Diner is open for Thanksgiving Day. Their team wants to make it easy by doing the cooking for you. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham entrees with all the fixings. Available Thanksgiving Day starting at 11 a.m. for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of favorite regular menu items. Spend Thanksgiving with Blackbear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Blackbear Diner.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Put your pedal to the metal and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $65,000 Big Bite Giveaway Swipe to Win Drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free drawing entries and other instant prizes. Don't miss our weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Mark those calendars for the final drawing on October 26th and November 30th for your chance to win cash or a Harley Davidson. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Whoa. They recorded that about 40 years before you were born, Ben. You know that, right?
I love that song so much.
Yeah, I like it.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Hey, welcome back
love
to Free Fire Radio.
Old soul.
Yeah. 8:36 in the morning here on November the 15th, Wednesday. 52 degrees out there. Looks like it's going to be raining. Linda and I are here with Heston McDaniel, and I just found out. And I, for some reason, it didn't surprise me at all that you were a Marine.
Yes, sir, I was.
For how long?
From active duty 2001 to 2005.
Came in right after the, before or after 9/11?
Before. Actually, on the morning of 9/11, I was on the EVOC track at Military Police School back at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri.
Wow. So, thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, sir.
I'm going to drag you to the Marine Corps ball next year. I'm going to tell Sheriff Johnson, who, by the way, was going to show up, but he had to go out of town.
Right.
And that next year you ought to have a sheriff's table there, deputies, because I'm sure there's other Marines and soldiers and just people would like to come to it.
Yes, we have a lot of veterans that work for the
yeah,
sheriff's office.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You know, we have a good time.
Yeah.
So, and thank you for your service.
Were you doing diving and that kind of thing while you were serving?
No, not in the military, no. I was a military police officer for my entire length of service.
Okay, now, military police officer.
Well, I'm just,
it's
wow.
Kind of, you know what, you didn't work gates, though. Did military police do the gates?
As you know, the Marine Corps will always have Marines at their gates.
Well, so yes, Marines, so, but I didn't know if it was MPs or if it was another, you know, like a FAPT unit in coming in the guard, but it's always MPs.
Yes. Well, we did have FAPS where we had.
That's a fleet assistance program.
Correct.
There's a quota, and then they put in people into that to help mm-hmm. out in various areas.
Yes. And yeah. they augment a lot of our security at the gates of the bases. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Heston is in charge of the rivers and lakes. And,
Watch Commander.
Watch Commander, but also we were talking about all the different emergency services that Shasta County has to have.
Yes.
And part of it is a volunteer groups.
Yes, our volunteers are the backbone of the
search and rescue.
Yes.
Okay, how many different groups are there?
There are a lot. We have our ground team. We have our mounted posse. We have our flying posses, who are also now trying to. They're going to be integrating more drone technology as well.
So we're talking about. We've got horseback. Mm-hmm. We have aviation, but now they're going to go into the drones.
Yes.
And
my favorite team is the Jeepers. I like going out with those guys. They're into it. Let me tell you, those guys can pretty much go anywhere, and we rely on them pretty heavily. I'm their liaison, so I'm gonna push them quite a bit. But all of our volunteers are amazing people, and we could not do what we do without any one of them.
Every so often you'll see somebody's missing. Mm-hmm. In the mountains. They didn't return from their hiking.
Yeah.
Do you launch right then, or do you wait a little bit? When you're going up in the mountains, you always let somebody know, this is where I'm leaving from, and this is where I should and when I should be back. I mean, I did.
That's our overall goal. Yeah. We want to educate the public and, you know, remember those the outdoor community that loves to go out and do those things. We live in such a great area that allows us a lot of opportunities to do that. And it's all too often that they don't do that. They don't know where they're going, or they don't take a GPS, or they don't know how to utilize the GPS functions of their, you know, cell phones and things of that nature. And we stress that a lot, especially during the recoveries when we go out there and we find those folks and, you know, get them out of those emergency, circumstances. And hopefully they learn and will continue their, you know, enjoying the outdoors, but doing a, with a lot more education behind them. But in those emergency calls, we try to gain as much information as possible, because the last thing that we want is an incident within an incident. We don't want to put our searchers, our volunteers, we don't want to put people out there into situations that where they may have an emergency incident themselves or get injured. We coordinate with other agencies. The Forest Service helps us out quite a bit. The Highway Patrol, air operations, the helicopters and the planes. They've bailed me out of situations, not me personally, but where I'm looking for folks out there. And they were able to locate them and actually recover them where I didn't have to put people out in the field where they potentially could be, you know, get injured themselves. So, I thank those guys all the time up there. They assist us with the dive team as well. Cause our dive team is also the swift water team for Shasta County. So.
Okay. What's the swift water team?
We have moving water here. Our river gets pretty dangerous. Especially, you know, during winter, last winter was a rough one, with all the increased rainfall that we had, which we needed it. So thank God we got it. But with that, we have floods. We had some flooding incidences last year. Mm-hmm. We had to go out and, rescue some people out of residential neighborhoods. A lot of sandbags and stuff like that to protect, folks' homes and stuff. But when you get out on the river, sometimes people get trapped out there. They'll get trapped on those little islands that pop up or.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know, I saw that last year that, you know, they're going down the river and all of a sudden it's mm-hmm. just, it gets too much because they've been used to the river, mm-hmm. running the river for, could be years. And yeah. then now they get hit with this.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's just, kind of pre-planning, just kind of prepping your trip, right? If you're going out, especially with large groups and you want to try to stay together. All the information is out there on Bureau of Reclamation websites to know the flows that are coming out of mm-hmm. out of the Keswick Dam, so you know how high the river is, how quick it's running.
When you know, if somebody said, "Oh, you got to look at the flows," what is it that I would have to start worrying? Just, you know, say I'm a medium level kayaker. What is the flow that I should start looking at going, well, I'm not too sure about it.
I don't really know like the specific flow, yeah. but
anything
it stays pretty consistent during the summer months.
Yeah.
The big thing for kayakers is when the river gets closed. A lot of, unfortunately, a lot of those kayakers are kind of like thrill seekers and they want to go out there in those, the high flows. But typically with our river here in those high flows, it becomes really murky. And there's lots of debris floating down the river, trees and snags that you just can't see because the water's so murky, is to basically obey when the rivers are closed. The sheriff will put out a message that the rivers are closed to all recreational activities just because it's too dangerous.
Wow. You know what? So, I don't remember seeing that. I don't probably pay too much attention to it. Yeah. But, I mean, right here, we are so blessed in Redding to have one of the best fisheries in the world
right
here. Mm-hmm. So you have a lot of people from all over the world come out here and fish, float down.
Yes, a lot of people they do come from all over the world. I've been able to get to know a lot of the guides, the guide services and stuff out on the river, and they constantly have people from all over the world. A lot of great guides out here.
You know, I think it was something like 10,000 anglers came in just into Redding. I got some numbers from the fly shop. Came in to fish the Sack. And then up then on the Trinity and the McLeod, because it is such great fishing here.
Yes.
And you think about that. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's really cool.
Okay.
It's all in our backyard.
We're here with Heston McDaniel, a deputy sheriff over at the Shasta County Sheriff's Office. We've heard that the jail's on schedule. It's on schedule. So that we can invite 160 of our closest friends to Thanksgiving dinner there. Do they get special Thanksgiving? On Thanksgiving, do they get turkey or do they just get, you know, regular?
There is a special meal made for Thanksgiving.
Is there?
Yeah. And I've had it. It's not that bad.
You know what? And you go, well, why do we get? Well, because they're people. It's Thanksgiving. And, you know, yeah. I mean, so, I understand that.
It's our food services staff that's in there too. We have a
lot.
Oh,
you
of,
eat there too?
Right? Oh, I've eaten there for once or twice. It is actually really good food, to be honest. Obviously, you know, eating it for almost 10 years in there, that, you know, it's kind of the same thing over and over again. But our food services staff that are in there are actually really good at what they do, and then they're training the inmates. A lot of the inmates are down there working, doing a lot of the meal prepping themselves.
Yeah, we have to take a break here. But those are your good guys. You know, the ones that work in the kitchen, kind of like, not trustees. I don't know if that's the right word, but people that you let work in things, places like that, have earned that right to be in there. Right?
A lot of them, and trustees is like the common
trustees.
Yeah, yeah. What more people know it as, but it's inmate workers or jail workers.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Lauk's Landscape Supply at 6023 Turn Creek Road offers a wide variety of products for all areas of your yard or landscape. Whether it's bark or soils, gravel, a retaining wall, Eucart concrete, sod, pond supplies, erosion control, and much more. You'll find it at Lauk's Landscape Supply, a proud sponsor of Operation Holiday Salute, to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces this holiday season. Lauk's Landscape Supply, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hello, hello,
and
hello.
Good morning, yeah. Well, you know what? This is exciting. This, they want that you always want this song to play.
I do.
And then so, they have to find as it. we have a wonderful new working at a new producer, and they're just learning. And this is what happens. It's like love the fact that you know, we get to share with our listeners as we, you know, and many of our loyal listeners understand. Yes. All the ins and outs of what happens with live radio.
In fact, look, we can talk just a second about this, that we were having dropouts and we were having those problems, that we've been working with Shasta Beam, we've been working with the barracks people, and, you know, we've made trips up there, we've put new equipment in, and I think we finally solved it. We haven't had those dropout problems.
So when you talk about barracks, can you share with our listeners
what's that?
Well,
it's just the way we have transmitting our signal from here.
Okay.
Which is leaving here okay and getting it up to the mountain up there. But part of it then is the internet packets that have problems. And part of it is when they get up there, they have to reping the receiver and reset it, which right. Thank goodness. Well, that's not us that does it. That's Shasta Beam. So when they do it, that really solved a lot of the problems.
Well, we've been working on it.
It's something we're going to be
constantly working
on.
And I think it's important that we share with our listeners so they can understand kind of the mechanics.
Yeah. It's not the FBI.
Well, no, because when you drive a car and you go in to have it fixed and they tell you about it, the blah, 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 sometimes it's nice to be able to have a visual of, can you explain to me why that hose is going into here and why, you know, that's happening?
Tell you what we'll do. We'll bring in, we'll bring Pat in.
Yeah.
And we'll sit there and say, when it leaves our lips, what happens to it? Because it is, there's a number of different, technical and pieces of machinery and software that has to work all at the same time. And 99% of the time it works fine. But when it doesn't, it is so obvious.
Mm.
It makes it, I get phone calls at all times.
From me.
From you, but other people.
Right.
Anyway, we are here with Heston McDaniel, Deputy Sheriff over at Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who was working in the custody division at the jail for years, several years, and then went over to the patrol division, but still goes back every so often out there, kind of keeps his hand in. But he's in charge of the search and rescues, the rivers, the lakes. The teams that go out, the Jeep teams, the horseback teams, the aviation teams, the drone teams, they've got swift water guys, they've got, divers for, unfortunately, for recovery, or do y'all do other things too? Do you check, you know, if there's stuff that, hey, would you mind checking this underwater, or do you ever get those kind of?
Yes, actually, we get those quite often.
Okay.
Or like evidence recovery. We're searching for, you know, evidence that was used in crimes, or evidence in, like, you know, another, like a call out for, you know, if there was a drowning or something like that. We're looking for anything that may be contributing factors to that, to try to put those pieces together.
Okay. So how long have you been with the Shasta County Sheriff's Department? You told me at the beginning, but
yeah, since 2008, I was hired in December of 2008.
Okay, and that's after you got out of the Marine Corps, and around that time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are people going to? You know, let's talk to the recruiting. It seems like the recruiting has really picked up.
It's been ramped up pretty heavily. The sheriff's office as a whole has been basically revamping the hiring process, the background process, trying to expedite and streamline the hiring process. We're hiring in all different positions. If you're looking for a job with the sheriff's office, go to the website. All the jobs should be posted there. We have QR codes now that'll put you directly in touch with one of the recruiters for the sheriff's office and get that process rolling.
It's like in the jail. They've got positions there that you never ever see a prisoner. You're in there in intake and doing admin work. But you don't come in. I mean, you're not contacting the prisoners every day. They're not in your face and that kind of stuff.
Yes, our service officers in there. They're basically a non-contact position, so they don't have direct contact with inmates. They do see them. They interact with them. They speak with them and take care of a lot of the control, actually, of the jail, where they, you know, they're opening and closing doors, allowing, you know, whether it's services or patrol officers to come in and out of the facility. They're taking care of a lot of things. They work their butts off.
Oh, yeah. But the sheriff has totally revamped the personnel thing in there to be able to pull in people and use them from that ordinary, you know, they've changed the positions and descriptions of it. So what it does is it puts more sworn officers back into the positions in the jail.
Yes, exactly. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? I mean, if you had your what are we looking at in the next 6 months? I mean, we've got winter now, so search and rescue, does it ramp up then, or does it slow down?
It kind of switches gears.
Okay.
Like, you know, during the summertime, we get like a lot of lost hikers. We have, you know, a lot of water incidences. During the wintertime, we obviously have what comes with the winter. We have snow stuff. Last year we were pretty darn busy, going up and, helping folks off mountains and, out of certain areas. The snowpack was very large last year. A lot of folks were without power. They were, without, heat, food, access to be, they were snowed in. They couldn't leave. They couldn't go get food. We had folks with, medical problems, like oxygen dependent. We had to go up and, help those folks out as well. We have our snowcat. We have lots of different tools that we use to get to those folks and get them out of there.
What I'm getting at here, and you've just perfectly explained it, is all of these different things that the Sheriff's Department is responsible for: getting people oxygen, getting them food because they're snowed in, because we had a huge snowpack last year.
And we may have that again this year.
We haven't even touched on fires. Ooh. The work you all do in fires.
Right. And, you know, we have our snowmobile team. I don't think I mentioned them yet.
No, you didn't mention
them. We use those guys quite a bit, too, especially
during the
winter.
The Jeep guys. Now they're in their snowmobiles.
The Jeep guys, they're pretty fond of their Jeeps. A couple of them are on both teams, but our snowmobile team is really phenomenal. I mean, those guys, you should see what they can do with those machines. They're pretty amazing.
And they provide their own. All of this is volunteer, too.
Yes.
And they provide did they ever get paid, like, for gas or anything, or reimbursed for that? Or is just, no, hey, we're showing up with eight horses and all of our stuff to go out in the mountains.
Yeah, those volunteers, their hearts
aren't
are
they
huge.
Something?
Yes, they are. And we do as much as we can for them. Lots of times, the only way they're being compensated is we try to feed them well.
Feed my horse. It's more expensive.
I think we should like do a morning I think this would be a really interesting program for our listeners to do a service for our listeners and our community to have some of these people on and do a morning of what these different departments, meaning snowmobile, horses, you're the diving and the search and rescue.
But you're in charge of kind of all this.
To have these guys on and talk about it. I'm not in charge.
I'm a member of a lot of the teams for our Office of Emergency Services. I am a liaison with our overhead team.
Yeah.
But we have a sergeant and lieutenant down there at OES that they're the ones that are in charge of everything.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe bring in your mounted group and jeep group and just talk about
I don't know if the room's big enough, but I mean, you can bring
in. We could do segments, 15, 15, 15.
Yeah.
And,
spokesperson.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is because, you know, we can have a tendency to go into, as a community, oh, we got homeless and the negative. But when we know that there's a heartbeat and a pulse that is doing beautiful things with our search and rescue that we need to, like, elevate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bring the awareness. Let people know that we have these teams, and that if they're being called to serve, that they could come in and volunteer with the sheriff's office.
Great. Well, Heston McDaniel, really glad to meet you today.
You as well.
And thanks for everything you do for our county. Are y'all still feeling the love from the people up here?
We are very fortunate in where we work that we have a lot of support from our community.